A legislature controlled by his own party ran over Governor Phil Murphy today in the most devastating repudiation to date of his tenure as the state's chief executive. They passed a budget without a millionaire's tax, even after the governor had run television ads exhorting a budget that contained the expanded tax, and as recently as 2 days ago said millionaire's tax or bust. And they slammed through an extension of tax incentives the governor and his allies sought to throw into question with a criminal referral connected to the program that sent subpoenas in the direction of South Jersey. They rammed their alternative agenda with the piled-on affirmation of Republicans in the Senate, a heavy serving of praise even by those GOP Senate members who voted no, and with a 54-vote veto-proof majority in the Assembly. It was a day that revealed the eerie powerlessness of a man invested with the most powerful governorship in the country, overladen with absurdity when circumstances required U.S. Representative Donald Norcross, D1, brother of the governor's arch-rival, South Jersey power broker George Norcross III, to reach out for disaster assistance for that very part of the state wreaking havoc on Murphy's governorship. It was a mini-Hurricane Sandy scenario that, in purely political terms, made a hero out of no one and simply put the punctuation mark on a day of chaos for the governor. No one talked much about Murphy. It was as though he was a nonentity as one, or two, feeble entreaties about the need for a millionaire's tax died on the floors of power. "It will be interesting to see what he does now," said one source, who wants to be sympathetic to the governor, who nonetheless had to acknowledge what looked like a KO by the Democratic legislature of the affable Democratic governor. "Was the loss so concussive that in order to rationalize it, Murphy will have to convince himself, if he hasn't already, that the legislature is simply just a collective of controlled organizational underlings that don't deserve the respect of the average hardworking citizens of the state, and therefore a loss in their corrosive midst actually reflects a win out there in the real world? Or will he regroup, realize what he's done wrong, where he hasn't connected, where he's failed to call, recognize that not every person in the legislature is a drone of South Jersey, and attempt to build real alliances in the legislature?" They were significant questions. Right now, he needs to find out what Senate President Steve Sweeney and Speaker Craig Coughlin drink and order cases of it as he sizes up this budget, makes a few cuts, salvages what he can from the EDA extension and call it a day, said the source. "It's his best shot at dignity at this point," the source added. Murphy's allies murmured something about the ongoing investigation into the businesses that reap the benefits of a dubious, and possibly illegal, process to award Economic Development Authority tax credits. But they also seethed in the knowledge of Norcross' impending visit to Trenton on Monday, where he will testify before Sweeney's EDA legislative committee, presumably to give his side of the story. It had the feel of the governor's nemesis kicking comfortably around in the throne room on the heels of Murphy's worst loss. A source, too, couldn't help but note the New Jersey Education Association's NGEA retreat back across the Rubicon on the millionaire's tax, when the powerful teachers' lobby, one of Murphy's staunchest allies, issued a statement, just 2 days after Amalgamated Transit Union chief Ray Greaves asked, "Whose side are you on?" In a hard-nosed assessment of State Street Division, of neutrality on the budget, hoots of derision abounded. Over $1 million, and not a single, not one member, stood with him, said another source, hearkening to the television ad campaign. "Murphy got crushed today," he added. "For the moment. But just awful. Humiliated. The political arm of his empire failed." A year after members criticized him for inserting himself into the budget drama on behalf of the governor, Democratic State Committee Chairman John Curry had nothing to say, and no apparent influence on Passaic lawmakers who voted in favor of the budget without the millionaire's tax. Another Murphy ally, Bergen County Democratic Committee Chairman Luis Tellado, had just received passage, albeit with a bumpy ride administered by veteran state senator Gerald Cardinale, R39, from Sweeney's Senate to a position he craves at the Sports and Exposition Authority. 2 days after that favor, Middlesex County Democratic Committee Chairman Kevin McCabe, Coughlin's party organization Poobah, attended a party in New York for Bergen up-and-comer State Senator Joe Lagana, D38. You may want to note, at some point, the implications of the state chair's race on the burgeoning relationship between the South/Middlesex and New Bergen leadership, said a source. Those were Stellato votes out of Bergen because of his relationship with Curry, the source added, then referenced incoming Bergen County Democratic Committee Chair Paul Giuliano. Giuliano may not be so willing to throw it to John Curry. Murphy wasn't the only object of scorn among the political classes. One source, coming out of the Senate after Republican senators voted for the budget, scratched his head over why Senate Minority Leader Tom Keene, R21, let a raggedy caucus sign off on the $39 billion document as he prepares to head into his own 2020 challenge of incumbent U.S. Representative Tom Malinowski, D7. So much for contrast with Democrats, jeered the source. Throughout, an overall affection, and certainly respect, for Sweeney permeated. It was his day, as much as it was Murphy's defeat.